from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a unthinkable scene in North Jersey where a Hudson County Sheriff's officer is dead after an apparent fall from the 9th floor of the Hudson County Administration Building in Jersey City, which does have 10 floors. The county prosecutor says the investigation is isolated and ongoing. The mayor of Bayonne says the person being mourned is a city resident and former Bayonne police officer. On Sunday, electric bills are skyrocketing for New Jersey ratepayers. A new report from New Jersey Policy Perspective says part of the problem is an increased demand for electricity driven by artificial intelligence data centers.
In the last projection that PJM put out, there was a huge increase in the future energy needs for our region, and 70% of that increase was due to AI data centers.
Police analyst Alex Ambrose says regional grid operator PJM has delayed the approval of new clean energy projects that could help close the gap between electricity supply and demand, leaving New Jersey stuck to figure out its own solutions. One data center under construction in Vineland will draw 300 megawatts alone, which is the same capacity of a small modular nuclear reactor. And the U.S. Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to end temporary legal status for more than 500,000 immigrants. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem had filed an emergency application to end the Biden-era program, which granted temporary legal status to 532,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela that allowed them to live and work in the U.S. A lower court had previously ruled against the Trump administration. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Stocks did edge a bit higher to end the week. Homeowners eager to sell may have to wait a bit before a buyer arrives. As of April, the U.S. housing market as a whole had nearly 34% more sellers than buyers shopping for a home, according to analysis by Redfin. Aside from 2020, when the pandemic brought housing activity to a standstill, there hasn't been this few buyers in the market for a home before, based on records back to 2013. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 54 points at 42,270. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit rueinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Any clear skies for the weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We do have a flood watch for northern and western parts of New Jersey through tomorrow morning, as we will have some rain developing as we head through tonight. It may take until the mid to late evening hours for some of this steadier rain to move in, but there will be some downpours, even a couple of thunderstorms that could lead to some flooding, certainly some ponding on roadways, lows in the upper 50s tonight. Clouds tomorrow, some lingering rain in the morning, then a couple of afternoon or evening showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be gusty with small hail. Highs near 70 tomorrow. Clearing and cooler later tomorrow night, low near 50, and a cool start to the month of June on Sunday. It'll be a breezy day. Sunshine will mix with some clouds, highs in the mid to upper 60s, but highs back in the 70s with sunshine Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Berkeley Heights, 76 degrees. Manalpan, also 76. Salem, however, 75. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation. New Jersey.